This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart. I worship you, oh Lord, I worship you, Jesus. Hold and have within me, I give you praise. All that I adore is in you, oh, is in you, Lord. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every breath, every moment I'm away, Lord, have your way in me. Oh, this is my desire. This is my desire to honor you. Worship you, oh Lord, we worship you, Lord. All that I've in me, I give you praise. All that I adore is in you, oh, is in you. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away, Lord, have your way in me.
Just give me the words once more. He said, this is my desire. Amen. To honor you, Lord, with all my heart. I worship you. All I have within me, I give you praise. Amen. All that I do is in you.
Amen.
Tonight, he said, Lord, I give you my heart.
Hallelujah.
Will you give your heart to him tonight?
Amen.
He said, I give you my soul.
Hallelujah.
I live for you alone.
Amen.
Every breath that I take, every moment I am awake, Lord,
amen,
have your way.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Have your way in
amen.
Me. How many want the Lord to have his own way tonight?
Amen.
Let's bow our eyes.
Hallelujah.
Our dear Heavenly Father,
amen,
we just want to say thank you, God, for yet another moment that, Lord, you have made it possible for us to be in your house. Father, we live for no one but you. So tonight also, Lord, we surrender our hearts. We surrender our souls. We surrender our thoughts. That, Lord, let your will be our will. That your wish will be our wish. Father, tonight, we just want to commit your word into your hands, that you are the author of your word.
Amen.
That the Holy Spirit will lay his hands upon it to God,
amen,
and make it alive unto
Hallelujah.
Us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God richly bless you for coming. May you be seated. It looks as if I'm a little bit hoarse. But praise be to the Lord.
Amen.
We will move on.
Hallelujah.
I believe
the Lord will give me the voice to speak.
Amen.
It shouldn't be me. It's to be the Holy Spirit speaking.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Tonight also, we will continue with our topic, going beyond the camp, the second part.
Amen.
Anytime we come here, we always say that we've come to renew our strength. And it has always been something about the Holy Spirit. My brother, I believe that every true Christian has one mind, one desire, and that is to enter into that kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven, we have found out, is nothing but what? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is nothing but what? The Spirit of God that is in us, controlling us. Amen. In every aspect of our lives. All about this book is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. Because without it, you can never enter into the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. So when we come here and every time we say, let us search ourselves, let us examine ourselves, whether we have gotten the right Spirit of God, I believe we are not tired of it. Amen. Because that's all about it. And Peter said something in 2 Peter 1, 12 and 13. He said, wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. Amen. He said, I will not be what? Negligent. As 2 Peter 1, 12 and 13. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things.
Hallelujah.
Though ye know them.
Yes. That's right. Amen.
And be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up. Praise the Lord. To stir you up by putting you in remembrance.
Amen.
Praise God. So we are not tired of it. We need always to be put in remembrance. We need to be stirred up. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So tonight, as I've said, we will look at going beyond the camp, the second part, and it's a type of the Gentile bride going beyond the camp of sinful nature into God's chosen place of righteousness.
Right.
Amen. Going beyond a sinful nature into God's place of righteousness. Praise God. Going beyond the camp. And the prophet said something here. He said, going beyond decency and going beyond reasons. Going beyond decency. And when we talk about decency, this time that we are living in, the world must actually look at what decency means. Because we lack decency.
Amen.
Praise God. So I look for the meaning of decency this afternoon. And that's the meaning he said. He said the standard of acceptable behavior. See?
Hallelujah.
The standards of acceptable behavior, morality, and respectability. Praise God.
Amen.
The prophet said we need to go beyond decency. Go beyond reasons. We must go beyond our five senses. Because that's where reason and unbelief and doubts, that's where they operate. So we must go beyond our five senses. Praise God. Last week, we talked about some people going beyond their camps. We mentioned Nicodemus. Nicodemus was with a group, the scribes and the Pharisees. But he found out that salvation wasn't a group. Praise the Lord. The Pharisees have their own what? They have their, the Bible said they have their own righteousness. And Jesus said, if we need to enter into the kingdom of heaven, then our righteousness must exceed those of what? The scribes and the Pharisees. So the Pharisees, they have their own righteousness. They always think they are right. And someone else is what? Is wrong. But Nicodemus saw that where he was a wrong camp. Amen. He saw that it was a wrong camp. So he went beyond that camp of the Pharisees to go and meet him. And we know when he went, he never came back the same. Praise the Lord. He received a new birth. He was a changed man. As you know the story, when he went back to sit down with what? The Pharisees, and they were planning how to kill or to arrest Jesus Christ, he said something, the meeting broke. The meeting couldn't continue again. And they were saying, hey, Nicodemus, so you also have become one of the Galileans. You have become one of his disciples. You see, going to see Jesus, his language has changed. Amen. He was no more speaking Pharisee's language. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He was speaking heavenly language. Amen. So if you go to see him, your language will change. Amen. All your language will be heavenly language. Amen. Your thoughts will be heavenly thoughts. It will be towards things of heaven. Amen. Amen. So we talked about Nicodemus going beyond his camp. And he became a changed man. And we call Moses also. Moses had everything to be the next Pharaoh. But he saw that would be for a season. There was no life in there. It will never take him to everlasting life. So he said, when he was come of years. Amen. Amen. We need to come of years, my brother, my sister. Amen. And when you receive the Holy Ghost, that is where you have come of years spiritually. Amen. 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 But when we talk of Moses, his own was what? The natural age. Praise God. Said when he was come of years, by faith, he refused to be called what? The son of Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the children of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Amen. Amen. Going beyond the camp. Going without the camp to meet him over there to bear his reproach. Hallelujah. Moses went to bear the reproach to be a son of God. Amen. From the high place where he could get everything, he left it, went into the mud because he saw everlasting life there. The children of God. Amen.
Amen.
So today, as I've said, we will look at another person, a woman, who types the Gentile bride. Last week we had the message about Rahab, a type of a Gentile bride, when Pastor preached here. Tonight we are going to pick on Ruth. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, is my daughter Ruth asleep? Praise God. We are going to pick on Ruth tonight. She's a type of a Gentile bride. Amen. And we will see that what we are going to talk about, the prophet named it the crossover. Amen. The crossover. From a Gentile to what? To become a Jew. Amen. Spiritual Jew. Praise God. Amen. That we will talk about Ruth, who separated herself from her kindred by faith, journeyed to a strange land and lived among a strange people with a different language, culture, and belief. She crossed over a borderline to be identified with another people. Amen. So tonight, let's turn to the reading of our... We have two scriptures tonight. One will be the one we read last week. Hebrews 13, 10 to 15. And then Ruth. We shall read Ruth 1, 16 and 17. Let's read the first text, Hebrews 13, 10 to 15. Let's hear the word of God. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts, whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. This for you and me. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruits of our lips, Hallelujah. Giving thanks to his name. Amen. And our second reading, Ruth 1, 16 and 17. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, Amen. Or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. Amen. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people. Amen. Thy God, my God. Where thou diest, I will I die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do... Thy people shall be my people. And thy God, my God, Amen. Where thou diest, will I die? And where will I be buried? The Lord do so to me. And more also, if aught but death part thee and me. Amen. Shall we bow our heads once again? Heavenly Father, we've read your word. Lord, the interpretation, we need the presence of the Holy Spirit, which we know, Lord, it is already here. Father, you know us individually. You know our thoughts and our minds. You know our weaknesses, Lord. Father, you know what we are pursuing, Lord. Father, we surrender all to you tonight, to God, that, Father,
before we leave here, we will carry something, oh God, from you. Bless your word and let it be alive unto us. Father, I put myself away. Let your spirit now, Lord, take control and speak to all of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated?
The crossover. I want to read something from the prophet in the message book. Thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemy. As 58. He said, and the scripture said that when we are dead in Christ, we become Abraham's seed. Paul speaks of it. He said, and that which is Jew is not Jew outwardly, but Jew inwardly. Therefore, if you are born of the Spirit of God, you are Abraham's seed and are heir with Abraham according to promise. See? Therefore, every promise that God gave to Abraham is yours. Because spiritually, you are Abraham's seed. Amen. In one of the message books, the prophet said, somebody will say, if God has spoken to me directly like he spoke to Abraham, I will surely also would have gotten that same word, that same faith like Abraham. Said that's what somebody said. Praise the Lord. And the prophet answered and said, look, if you are Abraham's seed, then every promise that was given to Abraham, it is yours also. So it is not a question of you being Abraham. But as long as you believe that you are Abraham's seed, then every promise that had been promised to Abraham, it is yours. Amen. He said, thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemy. Amen. And so if you are a seed of Abraham, then the gates of the enemy can never prevail against you. Amen. If only you believe it, by faith and hold on to it, that I am, God bless you, that I am Amen. Abraham's seed. I am Abraham's seed. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Then every promise is yours. Amen. The gates of the enemy, you will prevail against it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That is his word. And he said, if a Jew, to be a Jew, it is not outwardly. This time we are talking about spiritual matters. It is not an outwardly. Look, he said someone, his father may be a Jew. His mother a Jew. He was born a Jew. And yet, if he doesn't believe, praise the Lord, this word, he's no Jew. But you, as a Gentile, if you believe this word, praise God.
Hallelujah.
You've what? You've crossed
yeah.
over.
Amen.
You have crossed over. Spiritually, you are a Jew.
Amen.
A chosen of God. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet continued, said, and you are more of a Jew than you will be if you were born in the Jewish blood. And then be an Orthodox. If a Jew has been born in a Jewish blood and he's an Orthodox, Orthodox Jew in that church, a denier of this precious presence, Holy Spirit, and the Lord Jesus Christ, see, you are more a Jew because you are a Jew that is born of the promise from heaven. which God gave unto Abraham. See, said Abraham accepted it by faith, and that was what made him what he was.
Hallelujah.
Abraham accepted it by faith. So you got to accept it by faith. Praise God. Accept it by faith. Oh.
Hallelujah.
I'm a Jew. Amen.
Amen.
The chosen of God.
Amen.
Accept it by faith, my brother. Because he accepted it by faith. Abraham, come out from your kindreds. Come out. And Abraham came out. The same also, my brother, whatever camp that you are in, if it is not of God, come out by faith.
Amen.
He said, after all, a Jew is just a separation. The prophet said, a Jew is what? A separation. And a crossover. Amen.
Amen.
You separate yourself.
Amen.
Separate yourself from sinful nature. And move on to the righteousness of God. You become a Jew. Spiritual Jew. A chosen of God. But when you have separated yourself from the things of the world, that's the crossover, that's separating line, and sojourning in a strange land, a land that you wasn't in the beginning, with a people that you never associated with in the beginning, then you have become a spiritual Jew. Amen. If you separate yourself, and then be among strange people. Jesse, last year, did I know you? Yeah, we never knew ourselves.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But today, we are all what? From different places.
Amen.
Different nations.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Different parents.
Hallelujah.
And we are gathered here. And we call ourselves brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Sharing things amongst ourselves.
Amen.
See? That is the separation. You've separated yourself to sojourn with what? People you have never known before.
Amen.
Believing with what? One faith. One Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He said, because the same way that Abraham by faith left his country, left his people, went into a strange land with strange people, you have left your people. Amen. Left the world behind. That is the most important thing, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
You got to leave the world behind. Leave the world behind. When we talk about leaving the world behind, you must understand it.
Amen.
Leave the world behind. And cross over. Praise the Lord. Why are you not in one of the beer bars tonight? There are people also over there who also agree. Why are you not there tonight? But you are seated here. You've separated yourself.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
He said he left the world behind. Left your associates behind. Cross over through the blood of Jesus Christ. And sojourn seeking a city. Oh, my.
Amen.
Seeking a city.
Hallelujah.
Which has foundation. And whose builder is God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
There is no continuing city here, my brother, my sister. No continuing city. There's nothing for you to live by on this world. There's no continuing city here. There's no protection here. There is no refuge here. But we look for one to come. Amen. That's what our father Abraham, by faith, was also what? Looking for. Praise the Lord. He said, dwelling in tents and in churches, fellow citizens of the kingdom of heaven, all things through Jesus Christ. See? We have crossover, separated.
Amen.
The crossover. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we take Ruth tonight, let's open to the book of Ruth.
Hallelujah.
The book of Ruth. Let's start reading from the verse 6. You know the story. Elimelech and the wife Naomi, they were living in Bethlehem. Bethlehem, a house of God, a house of bread. Amen. This is the house of God. This is the house of bread. When we come together like this, not the building, but when we come together like this, we form what? That house of bread. Because it brings the Almighty down to fulfill his word. That where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in their midst.
Amen.
That makes it what? A church. That makes it what? The house of God. Because he's here. Praise the Lord. And they were in Bethlehem. At the natural type. Then there was a small famine. A small famine. Something happened. Small famine. And Elimelech and the wife and two sons decided to what? Leave Bethlehem. Something happens here and you decide to leave. Hey, my brother, my sister, where are you going? You leave this message? To go where? Where? To go and listen to what? Fables? Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And that's exactly what they did. And we know the story. She lost the husband, lost the two sons. Let's read from 6. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country, how that the Lord had visited his people, giving them bread. Oh, you see? Oh, praise the Lord. You see? God takes us through trials. He takes us through trials. And then when the trials come, you said, oh, I'm gone. I want to take something different. Abraham was taken through the same trials.
Amen.
And we are the seeds of Abraham. Amen. So definitely, we will go through those same trials.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's right.
But as long as God fulfilled his promise to Abraham, that he will be father of many nations, my brother, my sister, you will also receive the same promise.
Amen.
If you go through the trials and you are able to overcome them.
Amen.
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 And so, the prophet says something about this verse 6 in the message book, Why Little Bethlehem? Let me read something what the prophet said. He said, Naomi left the country and gone over to sojourn with Moabites. She got out of fellowship. You see? She got out of what? Fellowship. With the rest of the believers. He got out of fellowship with the rest of the believers. And associated herself with backsliders. See? Associated herself with what? Backsliders. Amen. In another land, among another people. In other words, she left the true believing church to go out into the world for a while, a little while. See? Oh, because of this sister, I won't go to church. Because of this brother, I won't go to church. Oh, my brother, my sister, you have broken fellowship. Amen. You have broken fellowship with the believing brothers. Amen. If your sister have done something to you, go to her, my dear sister. Please, forgive me.
Amen.
Or even in my thought, I was thinking evil about you. I surrender, please. That's the way I was thinking. I just pray for me. Help me.
Amen.
In prayer. The brother has said something about me, and so I've left the church. Oh, my brother, where are you going? Where are you going?
Amen.
So she has left the true believing church to go out into the world for a little while to join some social church. See? Who believed in just anything would be right. And she lost her husband. Amen.
Amen.
The punishment is coming. She lost her husband. And it don't have to be every time the physical death. You might lose him spiritually.
Amen.
Amen. May lose something spiritually. When you do that, you will lose something spiritually, spiritual death. Amen. He said, better stay on good grounds.
Amen.
You better stay where you know you are covered by the blood.
Amen.
Regardless of what the rest of them look like.
Amen.
How the rest of them look like. Some have very big, mighty church buildings. Really decorated. When you enter, you see that this is a posh. Look at when we come here. We put some gas to heat here. Amen. Go to the other places, they just switch like this. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
But stay where the blood is covered. Yeah. Where you are covered with the blood.
Yeah.
Places look so nice. He said, look, God is not in a house that has been built with hand.
No.
He said, heaven is my throne.
Yeah,
and the earth is my footstool.
Yes,
what house can you build for me? But right in your heart here, he said, I can live there.
Amen.
The mighty God.
Amen.
See how great you are?
Amen.
How great you are. He said, in your heart. He said, he will live there and walk in
Amen.
There. See that you are mighty. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, stay where you are covered. You better stay where the blood covers the sin of the people. Because, my brother, some places you go, all that they preach is money. You make sure that before you leave, your purse is, you empty everything into the coffers. They will take all of your money. First offering, second offering, third offering. Then the notice is there. All the tithes. They should listen to what we are preaching.
Amen.
The tithes, your names are there. They've marked. Last two, you are owing the church 3 months. You are owing the church 3 months. You've not paid your tithes. They will screw you, screw you, screw you.
Yes.
So when you come, you see, when you are going to church, your heart is pumping because they are going to take their money from you. You have not paid your tithes.
Yeah.
Stay where?
Amen.
The word
Amen.
Is being preached.
Amen.
Amen. He said, oh, how would I love to rest here? For the prophet said, how would I love to rest here and talk till the following day? You see? He said, oh, how would I love to rest here for a few minutes? How would I like to pick it up right here and show you, regardless of how many of the churches gone back, stay under the blood.
Amen.
Amen. Stay under the blood. And when you come down, he said, look, if it is difficult, no matter, I will restore.
Amen.
I will restore. Praise God. So that little famine that came to Bethlehem made Elimelech and the wife, Naomi and the children, they left. God restored abundantly and exceedingly. Back in Bethlehem. And while they were in Moab, they heard it. And now he said, she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how the Lord had visited his people, giving them bread. Amen. Let's go to verse 7. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to your mother's house, and the Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. See, at first, the two of them said, no, we will go with you. That's Ruth and Orpah. We will go with you. You see, two of them. They said, no, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way. For I'm too old to have an husband. Even if I should say I have a hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons. Would you tarry for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. See, she was confessing. And they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. Amen. One could not what? He looked at, the prophet said in that same message book, he said, look, Orpah, he said, but here is a beautiful picture. There was one named Ruth, which is a type of the Gentile bride who kissed her mother-in-law and said, I will forsake everything. I'm going with you. Let your people be my people. Let your God be my God. Wherever you die, there I will die. Wherever you are buried, there I'll be buried. That's it. But for Orpah, he said, when she came to look upon what she had to sacrifice. You see? Sometimes, when we look at what I'm going to sacrifice, being a type of the modern church, if I have to go over there, I will have to get away from my dances. You see? In Moab, see, they had free, like in churches today. Do you know that churches, they organize even a beauty contest and dances and all those of things? Today, churches, they do it. The other time I was telling Brother George in their house, in Italy, two churches, they said to keep the youth in the church, they formed football teams. See? So one church against another church. And the pastors who were standing by the touch line watching. And then there was an infringement against one of the churches. And confusion came. And real blows. See? On the field. So the pressmen who were there were trying to look for the minister, the pastors. The pastor took to their heels. They took their cars off. They've gone. True story, I'm telling you. Amen. They published this into one of the newspapers that is given free so that everybody can read. I read it that day. I wept. I said, my God. Amen. See? Fighting on the football pitch. And the minister had to run away. Said that is to keep the youth in the church. Is that how faith cometh by? By football?
No.
Oh, I know here that faith cometh by what? By hearing the word.
Amen.
The word of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They don't have anything to preach. So football, games. Why there are, you can't even finish preaching this word. Anyway, thank God that we have a prophet in the camp.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you have a prophet in the camp, yes, there is always what? There's always food.
Amen.
Oh, when Elijah was in that woman's, that widow's house, he said the oil will never finish. The flour will never finish.
Amen.
Because there was a prophet in the house. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So he said, Naomi tried to discourage them. And one of them went out because of the sacrifice. He said, because if I go over there, I will have to get away from my dances. And I'll have to get away from my big times and my social gatherings. See. So she just wept and kissed her goodbye. My brother, my sister, but Ruth was a different,
Hallelujah.
A type of the Gentile bride.
Amen.
That's how we got to be. Amen. Let us look at what? The condition. Though it is very difficult, but we need to sacrifice.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Ruth never knew where she was going. She never knew where he was going. Just like Abraham. Oh, amen.
Amen.
Leaving his kindreds and family and everything. Ruth, the same way. Leaving her kindreds and her family. People he knew, she knew. To sojourn into a strange land. To be among a strange people.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. My brother, leave the world behind. And let us be like Ruth tonight. Praise God. Moving into something that we don't know, but yet believing that God is in it.
Yes.
And anything that God is in it will never fail. Praise God. So Naomi, we know the story that Naomi... I had to run very quick because our time, I had to jump over many things. Anyway. So Naomi, we know the story. Naomi followed her mother-in-law into a strange land. And when they went, he said it was the time for harvest. Yes. Amen. It was the time for harvest. And Ruth had been going from farms to farms to pick something. Just following the reapers to pick something to bring home so that she and the mother-in-law could what? Eat. Amen. Service. Now let me read something what the prophet talked about service. He said, I'm just jumping, that's why I had to look where service is. Let's go on. So where we are in verse what? Let's go to Ruth chapter 2. Quickly, let's go to Ruth chapter 2. He said, and Naomi had a kinsman of a husband, a mighty man of wealth of a family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth, the Moabite, said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her harp was so to light, his harp was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered, the Lord bless thee. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? Amen. Whose damsel is this? My brother, I believe Ruth was not the only damsel on the field. A lot of people, other damsels, they go picking behind what? The reapers. But why? Boaz was able to recognize, to pick only one to ask, whose damsel is that? Amen. Amen. It shows that she was different among them. Her attitude was different. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why Jesus could hear only the voice of blind Bartimaeus among the whole crowd? A crowd with voice, all their voices so high. But Jesus heard only one voice, the voice of blind Bartimaeus. Why? Because something was drawing him. Faith was calling him. Just like that woman touched the hem of his what? Of his dress. He said, virtue has gone out of me. Praise God. When you cry unto him by faith, he hears it. It touches him. To respond. Praise God. He said, Boaz. When you read, he said, Boaz stands for what? Christ, a type of Christ. And he was able to pinpoint one person. Whose damsel is that? Praise the Lord. And what did they say? Let's look at the testimony they gave unto her. He said, and the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, it is the Moabite damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, when she came, she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came And listen, and had continued even from the morning until now.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. She had continued continuously. An example like Rebecca. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, feeding these 10 camels with water. Oh, praise God. Service. And I love my sisters in this house.
Amen.
I've tasted all of you, your services.
Amen.
You are great. God richly bless you. You see? The prophet said that service alone is a proof of the Holy Spirit in you.
Amen.
When you serve your husband, you see, for you sisters, you have it more, a little bit easier. If you could serve your husband very well,
Amen.
You are true.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Service to your husband. Amen. And so husbands also don't make them foot mat because, oh, he said, when you serve me, so you always done, you just rest like this. Serve me because when you serve me, it is good. No, sir.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, just go to the kitchen, pat hair. Oh, how are you doing? Let me just hold you here. Oh, can I do something to just help? Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
He said, let's do things in harmony.
Amen.
Amen. So, look at the testimony. Verse 8, then Boaz said unto Ruth, hearest thou not, my daughter, go not to glean in another field. You see? Don't go to any other field. Neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens.
Amen.
She's being recognized. Gradually, she's being recognized. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And you know what the prophet said about Ruth on this issue? He said, Ruth out there in a little mission gleaning, he said, every little straw that she could pick up that had some wheat on it, she held to it, for it was life.
Amen.
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 She held on to it because it was what? It was life. She takes it at what? Life. Oh, my brother, my sister, every word that you hear,
Amen.
Every word that you read,
Amen.
Take it,
Amen.
Put it into your heart.
Amen.
Let it be life unto you.
Amen.
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 Let it be life. Don't overlook any word. When he said repent, repent.
Amen.
Let your repentance be what? Total.
Amen.
Don't overlook any word.
Amen.
Amen. So we see the testimony. And now let's listen to what Boaz also said. Verse 9. He said, let thy eye be on the fool that they do reap, and go down after them. Have I not charged the young man that thou shalt not touch thee?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
No one should. See, Boaz is a type of Christ.
Amen.
Now, he has recognized Ruth. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Don't go anywhere. Stay here. Praise God.
Amen.
And I've commanded that no one should touch you.
Amen.
Praise God. The demons can never touch you.
Amen.
I've given the commandment.
Amen.
I've given the order.
Amen.
No one can touch you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And if thou attest, go unto the vessels and drink. out of what the young men have drawn. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, she's being lifted up. She's being lifted up. Now, she should go and, what, we're feeling thirsty, go there. What the reapers, the young men have drawn. Go and drink. Praise the Lord. See? Ways are being opened. Ways are being opened. Because of service. Because of faith. Ways are being opened. Doors are being opened. Oh, praise the Lord. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto her, why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I'm a stranger? Oh. And Boaz answered unto her, it hath fully been shown me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not thereafter. Amen. There before. Amen.
Amen.
Say, I've heard it. Oh, my brother, my sister. Christ have seen it.
Amen.
He sees all that you have done.
Amen.
That's why he said, I am not what? An unrighteous God. To forget all the things that you do in my name. Hebrews 6:10. Amen. He said, the Lord recompense thy work. A full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou hast come to trust.
Amen.
See? God should reward you.
Amen.
God will reward you. Don't think your services and sacrifices are in vain. God will reward you abundantly and exceedingly. God will reward you. Your sacrifices will never be in vain. That is his promise. Ruth, Hebrews 6:10. Amen. Oh, well, you can today. Now let's go to 14. And Boaz said unto her, at mealtime, come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy muzzle into what? The vinegar, or is it vine jar, or whatever it is. Amen. And she sat beside the reapers.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
She sat beside what? The reapers.
Amen.
Not behind the reapers. Sat beside the reapers.
Amen.
To eat from whatever they are eating. Amen.
Amen.
Doors being opened. Doors being opened.
Amen.
15. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. Amen. Now the real harvesting, they should allow her to do us also harvest from it.
Amen.
Straight away, not to pick those behind, but to what? To harvest right amongst them.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Look at this. So when, verse 17, so she gleaned in the field until evening and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. Ephah of barley. And I went to find what is ephah? Eh? I went to find, you know, it's 35 pounds. Or 15.9 kilograms. Praise the Lord. 15.9 kilograms of what? Real wheat that has been what? Harvested. just that one day, 15.9 kilograms. Praise the Lord. I looked for it. I went to Google to give me the answer to FR of a body. Amen. And she took it and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. And she brought forth and gave it to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. Okay. Now let's hear what the mother-in-law said in verse 19. And her mother-in-law said unto her, where hast thou gleaned today? And where wrottest thou? You have wrought what? It's a miracle. Because every day she goes, she comes back, maybe even doesn't reach 1 kilo. Now, almost 16 kilos. So where have you been? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's look at verse 20. She replied that she has been at Boaz's place. Verse 20. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, blessed be he of the Lord, who had not left off his kindness to the living and unto the dead. And Naomi said unto her, the man is near of kin to us. Now take notice of this. One of our next kinsmen. Do you see something there?
Amen.
Naomi didn't say, the man is a near kin of me.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
A near kin, truly, Boaz is what? A kinsman unto her. But he didn't say me. And he didn't say my next kinsman. But he said unto us.
Amen.
One of our next kinsmen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now she has taken what? Ruth to be what? Part of her.
Amen.
The crossover. She has become now part of Naomi.
Amen.
Amen. Naomi see her as what? No different.
Amen.
She has taken her as her own daughter. Now not me, a kinsman to me, but a kinsman to us.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The crossover. We may not be able to complete tonight. Praise the Lord. But let me just read something from the prophet, and then we will just we look at what we can pray about tonight. Just a short prayer. The only point I wanted to bring to you is our crossing over. We must take notice of that. Crossing over makes us what? To be servants. We need to serve one another. And that is what I was looking here. He said, it produces life. What kind of life? That's the new birth. He said, a servant life. To humble yourself, to deny yourself, that's the kind of what? The kind of life.
Amen.
He said, it does something to you. It makes you a servant. Amen. It takes the starch out of you. It makes an image, molding a new life, a new creation. May be all messed up when you get up, but you are born again. No matter where you are, it makes a new life. It brings a new image life. It makes a servant out of you. You want to serve. Jesus wanted us to serve one another, love one another. As we serve one another, we serve him.
Amen.
Amen. Let's take this. That never think that anything is so big or so demanding in the house of God. Praise the Lord. All that you can do to humble yourself. We heard about meekness. Meekness as to endure. Praise the Lord. to say yes to everything that you can do in the house of God. Amen. Amen. So tonight, we will look at Ephesians 4, 1 and 2. He said, I therefore, Paul is saying, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherein ye are called. Let us walk worthy of the vocation that we have been called. With all lowliness, meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love.
Amen.
Amen. There are lots to be said, and I had to jump over all of them. Praise the Lord. But we need something to take home tonight. The crossover. He said, it makes a servant out of you. Praise the Lord. And when you see how Ruth, serving the mother-in-law, what doors were just being opened unto her. Service unto the Lord, doors will be opened. Praise the Lord. Let's do service. Whatever we can do in the house of God,
hallelujah,
let us do it. Praise God. Even you're coming to church, you are doing service to your own self and unto God.
Yes.
Coming to church, you are doing service to your own self and unto God. Never fail one day. If only there is nothing holding you so great. My brother, my sister, put yourself together. Come to the house of God. You are doing yourself a service. You are doing God a service also. Amen. God wants you to be gathered together like this so that he will be in your midst. He will be in our midst. And then he can also give unto us what we need, what steps that we need to take so that we can enter into that kingdom of heaven. We need the Holy Spirit. My brother, my sister, still continue to examine yourself.
Amen.
If you haven't got it, just pray. Amen. Be sure that you have it, because that is all about it. There is nothing anymore. When he leads, will you follow? When he leads, will you follow?
Amen.
Let's sing that song. Where he leads, I'll follow.
Can hear my Savior calling.
Oh, as you just prepare your heart, prepare yourself. Anything that you want tonight, just tell him. Anything you want, tell him tonight. Surrender everything to him.
Take thy cross and follow me. Where he leads me,
I will follow.
I will follow.
I go with him
all the way. I go with him through the garden. I go with him. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him. I'll go with him. Oh,
I'll go with him. Ruth went all the way with Naomi. And where she sojourned, doors were opened unto her.
I will follow.
She received grace wherever she went. And we have only one to follow. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us follow him. Wherever he's leading you, make sure that he is leading you. Just follow. Through fire, through problems, through tribulations, through poverty. As long as he is leading. Whatever pain, as long as my sister, as long as my brother, he is the one leading. Just follow.
Where he leads me, I
go all the way with him.
Where he leads me,
all the way with him.
Where he leads me,
say yes, yes to everyone. Yes, amen. Amen to everyone.
I will follow.
Oh, yes, amen, Lord.
I'll go with
him. Go with him. Go with him all the way. All the way, my brother, my sister.
All the way.
The road may be what? May be dreary. The road may be weary.
If you give me grace,
it may be hard. It may be difficult. As long as he
will give me, he will give.
At the end of it, sir,
and
oh, you see his
he
glory.
Will give me, will give me grace and glory.
He will give you grace, he will give you glory wherever.
I go.
Oh, yes, it is true. It is true. He will not fail you, my brother. He will not fail you, my sister. This is true.
Where he leads me, I will. Where he leads me.
Just surrender to him, the Lord. Just lead me. Lead me in every aspect of my life.
Where
and I will follow
me,
you. If it's through the fire, I will go with you. Because I remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I remember when they went through the fire, you were there with them. Tell him tonight, the Lord, wherever you lead
me,
I know.
I will follow.
All that the Lord can do is to lead you to where his name will be glorified.
I'll go with them through the judgment. I'll go with them through the judgment.
I surrender as you pray.
Oh, surrender.
Now, just take positions and just surrender to Him and say, Lord,
I surrender.
I surrender. I've raised up my hand, Lord. I surrender to you.
Today
I want you to lead me.
Blessed Savior, I surrender.
Just as Ruth followed Naomi, I want to follow you, Lord.
I surrender.
I want to follow you, Lord.
Surrender.
Lord, make yourself known unto me, Lord.
My Lord.
Make yourself known unto me, Lord. Never let me get lost, Lord. If I'm going the wrong way, Lord, please, Lord. Direct my footsteps.
Blessed Savior,
let me come back to walk on the path of righteousness, Lord.
Oh, to Jesus,
I surrender tonight.
I surrender.
I want to be your servant, Lord. I want to serve you, Lord.
My Lord,
I want to serve you, Lord, with the whole of my heart, with my soul, my spirit, my thoughts, my mind. Make a servant out of me. Make a servant out of me.
I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender. My Lord, I surrender. I surrender all to you, my Lord. Jesus, oh, to Jesus, I surrender, flow to Him I freely, give my willing love and trust in. I surrender, I surrender. My Lord, I surrender. I surrender, oh, to Thee, my blessed Savior.
My brother, my sister, just speak to Him. Just speak to Him that, Lord, I want you to lead me, Lord. If I'm treading
on a path, a broad way. Lord, direct my footsteps to the narrow path, Lord, that leads to everlasting life. Lord, I want to follow you. Lord, I want to follow you. Lead me, Lord. Lead me, my God. And wherever you lead, I will follow. Only, Lord, lead me on that path of righteousness. That path of righteousness, Lord. Oh, Lord, we know how Ruth prospered. And the prophet said it's a type of the Gentile bride, Lord. Lord, close all paths, broad ways that the enemy will open unto us. Lord, close them. Because they lead to destruction. Lord, close them, Lord. Let us see only that straight way, that narrow way. Lord, even as long as you are leading, even through fire, Lord, we will follow. As the psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Oh Lord, go before us, Lord. Let us remain on that path. Let us not be like Opa, who look at the sacrifices, who can deny herself. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord God, as I cling to thee, Father, lead me through that path, I pray, Father.
Create in me a right spirit.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Take it not, my Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Take it not, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. I renew and renew a right spirit within me.
In your word to help us to understand thy word, Lord. Father, we come humbly, Lord, just asking that you would continue to work in us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That, Father, you would continue this work. And we know, Father, that you are faithful to finish it, for it is you who started it, Lord. Therefore, we submit ourselves to you. We submit ourselves to the word that has been preached, Lord. Help us, Father, to see, Lord God, what you want us to see in the life of Ruth. Lord, oh God, how Father Boaz took notice of her, for she was different. How she forsook all her people, all her family, all the things that she was familiar with, that she could be numbered, Lord, amongst your people. It's our desire today, Lord, that Father, we could be the same too, Lord. But we cannot do this with our own strength. Lord God, it takes only thy grace, Lord. So we pray, Father, that you do this amongst us, Lord, as we commit, Lord, even the people that are seeking to be baptized into your hands. Help them, Father, and strengthen them. For we know that, Father, as much as the kingdom of heaven is preached unto them, the devil is not resting. He is also trying to preach to them his own kingdom. But we pray, Father, for we know that you are mighty in battle. We pray, Father, that you would protect them, that you would help them, Lord, as they continue to meditate upon thy word, that, Father, you would bring them through, Lord. We commit them to your hands, Father, praying for the service on Friday as we would meet again. Father, we pray, Father, that you would open our minds, Lord, you would open our hearts. Lord God, that your word might be sowed and take ground in our hearts, Father. Lord God, we pray for the services weekend, Lord. We pray, Father, that your spirit will just continue with us, Father, until we reach that place where you want us to be. Bless our brother, Brother Maxwell, Lord. You know the desires of his heart, Lord. Father of his family, Lord, and his wife and daughter in Italy. We pray that you would bless them and make a way for them, Lord. For you are the God of everything, and we know that all things are possible with you. We commit him to you, Lord, and we ask for our brethren that are not with us. We commit them to you and ask that you would be with them, Lord, and watch over them, Lord. Help them, Father, and order their footsteps on Friday, that as we would meet with them again, that we might enjoy this blessed presence of thy word, Father. We commit it all into your hands. Be with us as we leave this place, Father. We ask it all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. See you Friday, saints.
Praise awaits you in Zion. Praise awaits you in Zion. Oh, Lord. To you I bow. Praise awaits you in Zion, O Lord. O Lord, you is our. O Lord, you hear our praise. O Lord, you listen to our cry. To you, O man, will direct the ways. Praise awaits you in Zion, O Lord. So we lift his name, so we lift the name of Jesus all the way. Messiah, Prince of Peace, hello the way. And our love will grow stronger.